Oh my, they really do go hand in hand. You know, if you're missing a loved one, there's no doubt that Thanksgiving is going to be most likely tough, maybe even overwhelming. You know, when it comes to holidays, you know, they surface our losses like nothing else, especially Thanksgiving. We bump into a memory with every step, and almost anything can remind us of our loved ones. So I think the most important thing is to know that, you know, it really is okay to hurt. You know, God created us for relationship. He places people in our lives. We grow to love them. We grow to love them deeply. And because we're created for relationship, we really don't do separation well. So, you know, even if our loved one had trusted in Jesus Christ, we know where they are, we still miss them, and it still hurts. So I think the first thing is know that it's okay to hurt on Thanksgiving. Please take your heart seriously on Thanksgiving. And then think about, is there any way that you can include your loved one in the Thanksgiving holiday? Some people set up an empty chair at the table. For some people, that's too emotional, but for others, it is really, really helpful. One of the things you can do is, if you're gathering together at Thanksgiving as a family, to just take some time, and I prefer it to be right at the start, because the elephant is already in the room. Everyone is thinking about the loved one who is not with you today. So just take some time, begin to share what you miss about them. Ask others to do the same. That kind of gets the elephant in the room, I guess it surfaces the elephant, and it allows you to deal with it a little bit better. And most of all, I know you're going to be hurting on Thanksgiving if you're missing someone, but if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you know that Jesus Christ lives in you, and he is with you in this. He will always meet you in your pain, and he grieves with us. So breathe deeply, be kind to yourself, remember your loved one in some practical way, and just rest in the arms of Jesus this Thanksgiving.